Adham paces the room, arms akimbo, hands clasped within his abaya. He watches his wife and daughter approach the entrance to their home, holding hands, water jars balanced on their heads. Behind them, dust billows. The sun is setting on the west bank of the Nile where the ancients still walk and watch, and undoubtedly, he thinks, listen too. In the twilight, Adham can feel heat weighing down his being. Mud brick is supposed to have a cooling effect, but today, it seems that even the walls of the house sweat with anxiety and anticipation. At 30 years old, Adham is tall and broad-shouldered, hardened by working the cotton crops with his father and mother. His older brother Ashraf left for the army a year back and has never returned. Adham vowed then to stay home, but recently his resolve has shifted. He hasn't slept well for weeks and he has decided today's the day. He will drum up the courage to inform his parents that he is leaving the village and the farm for the city. Maybe they'll understand why he must uproot Fatima and their 5-year-old Amina and embark on a journey north. He fiddles with the embroidery on his abaya's trim as Fatima enters the room. I could hear your footsteps pacing from the other side of the village, she quips. Where's Amina? Helping set the table with mother. Fatima's voice is like a soft breeze. It soothes him, if only briefly. By the yellow light of the lantern he has lit, her form is a mirage of sweeping robes. Everything's going to be all right, inshallah, Adham. Hold trust in your heart. His wife turns away to remove her headdress. Let her hair down and brush it out. The city's calling him, and he feels compelled to answer, trusting in its missive. The incremental water shortages in and around his village have crippled much of the surrounding farmlands. And now the government is reducing their irrigation ration again, the 5th time in 5 years. The news out of Cairo that reaches them is only ever dire. The war in Ukraine that has suddenly erupted. The unpredictability of the monsoon. Drought in Ethiopia. Arguments around the dam. What can simple farmers do to survive? He bursts out. Fatima continues to brush her hair, holds her gaze away from him. Maybe that is what God put you on this earth to figure out. Adham looks outside. The sun has almost disappeared, embers on the horizon. The walls begin to creep inwards. Fatima glides towards the hallway. Passing him, he catches her gardenia scent as she touches his elbow. They will understand, she says. Still his heart flutters with doubt. Come, Adham, the dinner will grow cold, mother's voice, echoing through their home as if it is a temple of the ancients, crazed with the authority of the pharaohs. A grown man, and he is still shaken by her admonitions. He soothes his abaya and makes his way to the dinner table, locks eye with his father and quickly lowers his gaze. Sit, mother commands as Amina dances round the table. You too, Adham. She reads him like an open book, senses his apprehension. As his daughter slows her orbit and slides into a seat, Adham takes the place next to her, reaches for the jug and pours some water. The harvest is going to be very light this season. His father tears a portion of bread and dips it into the kishk. The cotton is thirsty. Blasted government and their mandates, how are we supposed to irrigate the land without water? His mother snaps and then, you're not eating, Adham. I'm just not in the mood for food, Mama. It's so hot. You'll need strength for tomorrow. We have to uproot the dying plants and draw up the new forest. Father starts to eat. Mood has nothing to do with it, Adham, mother scolds. What's the matter with you? Adham has pondered the myriad of ways he can explain to his parents why he must leave the farm for the city. Now he stumbles into the most direct manner available to him. We're going to leave the village to live in Cairo after this harvest. The room falls silent. His father leans back in his chair and throws the bread across the table. And do what? I'll attend college, mother cuts him off. And the land, who's going to help father with the cotton? Don't make me into the boy's burden. Let him leave us and go be eaten by the concrete jungle. That's not how it is, Baba. I need to help secure my family's future and my daughter's. The government will keep squeezing irrigation each year until the whole valley is dried up. Blast the government, mother shouts. But what can they do? The problems are massive and outside of Masr too. Not just here. Ethiopia is cutting supplies. The whole world's water is in trouble, Yamma. Amina, not wanting to be overlooked, shouts out, Baba, look, I can drink less. And she takes a demonstratively tiny but loud sip of water. Father is not looking up from his bowl of kishk. Adham continues, water shortages will be a much worsening problem. The desert is closing in. This is not the first time there has been a water shortage in the valley. That the state has restricted irrigation for the greater good of society. And Egypt has always prevailed. Our village is still here. The Falahin always stuck together and got through it. But if we don't make changes now, the farm will be desert by the time Amina is as old as I am. Mother shakes her head. So you think leaving the village is going to secure your family's future? How so that she can have a nice apartment in Cairo and live the life of the Zawert? The farm is my home, Yamma. Then why are you leaving it? Your ancestors have toiled in its mud, bled into the dust, are buried beneath its crest. What is your inheritance if it's not here, if it's not with us?
Adham, my son, we have always been farmers, father says.
And what is a farm without water? Adham points out. So you'll bring back water with you from Cairo? Scoffs mother. No, but I will study ecology and environmental science and try and help the government figure a way forward for us. The fallaheen too.
The last thing we need is more academics and politicians arguing about God's work, his father chimes in.
You do not need to go to college to care for the land.
Baba, you and Yamma are already ecologists because ecology is about love and looking after the land, and I have learned this from you.
Mother remains flushed.
And you're convinced by this move, Fatima?
Yes, I do believe in what Adham believes in. This is something that we must do. God willing, he will help save the valley.
Adham feels emboldened by his wife's confidence in him.
I know others in Cairo at the university who are desperately trying to find solutions. And while I stay here, I'm watching our life sink into the bed of disappearing river. This can be what our ancestors would want.
Your ancestors would not abandon their family on their land, my son, father replies.
But I'm not abandoning our land, Baba. I'm going to learn how to save it.
And what will you do when you're done with college? Asks father.
I'll advise governments. I want to make a difference.
So you won't come back, like your brother, whispers mother.
Ashraf chose not to return. Without looking, Adham could sense father signaling to let it go, not to challenge her on this point. After all, while there was no official word in regards to his brother's fate, there was little doubt that he must have perished.
The weather is unpredictable everywhere in the world, Yamma. Not just here. That's why we must find solutions. It's a climate crisis. Governments must now work together. I want to be part of changing things before it's too late.
His mother stares at him. He can see tears welling in her eyes.
Yamma, this is me showing courage and love for the land.
Fatima reaches out, holds his hands and smiles. The tension in the room eases slightly. The night echoes beyond the walls, crickets thrum a chorus.
Then God be with you, my son, father says, leaning towards mother and kissing her forehead.
Amina sees her grandmother's weeping and jumps down from her chair, climbs onto her lap.
His mother wipes away her tears. She repeats her husband's words.
God be with you, my son.
Adham's head feels light. He dreams he floats through the roof, flies above the thirsting palms along the delta, and above the glittering Mediterranean. He envisions the primordial new reaching out from the beyond to spark life in a world so desperate for its moisture and nourishment. He knows that scientists are experimenting with seagrass that can clean oceans and restore ecosystems. Arms outstretched, he is high in the atmosphere, where solutions are surely to be found. Then, in the clouds, he sees his father's tired face and mother's tears. Maybe it's best he stays working on the farm to save their livelihoods and home. As the sun's rays shine across the sea, he remembers his brother, and then knows what he must do to repair and protect the earth. There has always been hope for a greater desert in the bones.
We still have a chance.
Adnam and the Dream of New was read by Tasneem Al-Aidi, the singer, musician, and TikTok sensation. This story is part of the University of Exeter's Green Futures, We Still Have a Chance, 12 stories for 12 days of COP27.